Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Make some noise. It's a good little crowd getting started here. It's 3 o'clock, and we are live here on a Football Friday here in Sugarland, here at Talyard's. This is a great spot. If you are thinking about coming out, stop thinking and just make your way on out here. I see so many good people looking to have a good time, see good beers. I see my man Wood is in the building. I see him. I recognize that smile. Anytime I see him coming up the steps, we got Cool Daddy in the building with them coach's shoes on. I see you. It's a good time out here. And if you got the kids, come on out. Bring them. There's a place to run around as well. They're all over the building. And good fun. You got swings, you got toys, you got anything you need out here. If you want to bring your kids, if you want to bring your friends, your families, whatever, it is a good spot here. Great food, great drinks as well. A great spot for a football Friday. And you got a chance to win plenty of prizes. All you got to do is put your ticket in our raffle box if you have not done so. And you got a chance to win Texas tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. You've got Academy gift cards. We'll be doing a free oil change courtesy of Tom Ball Ford coming up here in the next hour. So make sure you get on out here and get your name in our raffle box. All right, Clint, you said it earlier this week. Yes, Nico Collins had 9 targets, but in your mind you still didn't feel like they did a great job of getting him the ball because he had 3 catches. He did have the touchdown, but still not a lot of volume in this game. Here was Nick Caley as he spoke to the media on the conversation of getting Nico involved and getting him involved early.
Yeah, I think it's never one thing, right? It's the totality of a lot of different things. It could be, you know, is there a pressure that might affect it? Are there different things coverage-wise that might present themselves? So every play is its own entity, and what I can tell you is, just from the standpoint of evaluating and assessing those things, you know, we try to go in with a really good plan. Every single week, we have intentions to try to get our guys in good position to make plays, and that's going to always be the focus. So coming out of the game, you know, I think, you know, people do different things. There's certain things we might be off schedule on a play, and it kind of disrupts maybe the initial reads or stuff like that. But, you know, the intention is to go out there and try to, you know, play clean football. And if, as long as we can continue to improve on that, I'm very confident in the group that we'll be able to do that.
All right, Clint, this is week 3, and he is your number one target. You get Christian Kirk back this week. You would think maybe it should alleviate a bit of pressure and coverage on him. Clint, it is hard for me to accept if we get back here on Reaction Monday, Clint, and we sit here and we see Nico Collins with minimal involvement in the game, a 3-catch ball game. It's just hard to accept 3 weeks in a row not being able to get him the ball.
It's unacceptable. I mean, that answer is unacceptable. It's one of those where if when I listen to that audio, The way I listen to the audio for everybody out there listening, like it's titled, right? Like somebody goes in that cuts the film down or cuts the audio down. They'll put, you know, take all the extras out of it and then take that package, that coach's comment up real nice, and then they'll label it with a what the question was. And I had to go back after listening to the audio. I was like, somebody screwed this up. I mean, there's no way that's his answer about Nico Collins getting the football. Like you would not even know that he was talking about Nico unless you literally read the title of the clip. And so, look, I think it's becoming more and more obvious that this is not by design that he's not touching the ball, but it's one of those where they're gonna stick to their guns and whatever the game plan is, they're not gonna vary from it. And because what I'm talking about when somebody asked about Nico Collins getting touches, what I'm talking about, and I've said it a million times before, it doesn't matter what the coverage is. It doesn't matter what the pressure is or isn't that the defense is lining up to bring or not. We're going to throw screens to Nico multiple per game. We're going to throw the little touch pass, almost like a jet sweep type deal where it's a pass to Nico Collins once every couple of weeks. We're going to line Nico Collins up, you know, beside Nick Chubb in the backfield and run some kind of flip play to him or something, some kind of like misdirection flip play to where we can get to the edges. We run the ball so much with Nick Chubb between the tackles. We're going to fake it to Nick Chubb and run that little flip play that everybody – we're going to get Nico Collins on the edge one-on-one, one of the more difficult receivers in the league to tackle. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, the way that he answers that question, one, is you don't even know he's talking about Nico, which is wild, which is – I think it's by design. I think – I don't know why he or they won't just say, hey, man, we got to do a better job of getting Nico the ball. Instead, they make a bunch of excuses why they don't get Nico the ball. And so, yeah, I'm setting myself up to be more disappointed along these lines. I don't see a major shift in how they're using Nico Collins.
Listen, fellas, this is where I'm going to lose my mind if it happens. Can I – you know I'm normally not this guy. But as our guy Ocho, who is a huge listener, will say, can I interest you in a stat? So first off, Nico Collins through the first two games, Clint, he's got 6 receptions for 77 yards, 1 touchdown on 14 targets. That's through 2 games. Your number one threat, your number one skill guy, 6 catches, 77 yards, 1 touchdown on 14 targets. The Jacksonville Jaguars played the Cincinnati Bengals last week. Do you know who their number one receiver is? It's Ja'Marr Chase, right? He may be the best receiver in football. Joe Burrow got injured. John Browning played most of that game. Ja'Marr Chase had 14 receptions for 165 yards and 1 touchdown on 16 targets in the game. The game himself, not over the year. In the game last week against Jacksonville, he had 14 receptions, which is the same amount of targets that Nico has in 2 games. He had 165 yards and a touchdown on 16 targets. I know that they have another great receiver on the other side, but you're crazy if you don't think that Jacksonville was trying to do everything they could to make sure Ja'Marr Chase didn't get touches, and he still got them. There is no excuses. There is no excuses that they can't figure out a way to get him the ball. If Ja'Marr Chase got the same amount of receptions that Nico has in targets in 2 weeks, it's just unacceptable. We just watched them last week have to play another team's number one receiver, and they couldn't stop him, not just targets, but getting catches. If we come in here, I'm just going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind if Nico Collins is rolling in here with one of these 3 to 4 reception ball games when I just watched this team give up 14 receptions on 16 targets to a number one receiver the previous week.
With a backup quarterback.
You're right. With a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, this is egregious. It's unacceptable. The responses by everybody involved is egregious and unacceptable. It's bad offensive football. If defenses just simply have to roll a safety over the top of a corner on Nico Collins and that takes him completely out of the game, and the offensive coordinator then just says, to hell with it, it's a look we're getting or it's a pressure we're getting that's going to take Nico completely out of the game, guess what defenses are going to do? They're going to keep giving you that look. They're going to keep giving you that pressure because they know now they're dictating, hey, we can take their best player out of the game by just keeping a safety and even looking over at Nico Collins. Look, we can take Nico out of the game if we just heat up the quarterback and don't give him time to go through a progression because Nico Collins is third in the progression. So, yeah, I don't like what we've seen for 2 weeks, and I dislike what we're hearing coming out of NRG with the offensive coordinator and the head coach, for that matter, about getting Nico touches and how they're getting Nico touches. And by the way, the Nico getting touches thing, it should be and it's not even touches, right? It's because, I mean, you can manipulate the numbers. I think the target number last week was a decent number, but if you look at how they did it, I think it was a piss poor effort. You know, that should be a bigger story nationally. If Jamar Chase right now, 2 weeks in, had 6 catches and 77 yards, it'd be the biggest story on a sports show.
I looked at those numbers and I'm like, I mean, that's ridiculous. He's got as many catches in one game that he has targets. Like, Clint, you've talked about this a lot. They could literally just sit down and watch what the Bengals did with Jamar Chase and do the same things. They could literally do the same things. It would be absolutely unacceptable, as you said, if they walk in here again and somehow Nico Collins is just taken out of the game. I just can't accept that. I can't accept. And to be honest, Clint, it's an overall, I think, issue. And we're in week 3 of the season, and this is, I think, another thing with Nick Caley is, hey man, regardless of age, regardless of how, you know, how much you trust somebody, you got to get the best dudes on the field and the best dudes the ball, right? Like this, like we've heard about it. Hey, listen, Dare ain't personal. He can't get on the field. All right, Woody Marks has to be on the field, right? You got to start rolling. Like, luckily to me, you know, not luckily, I feel bad for him, but Watson, you know, has the injury, but he shouldn't be on the field over Higgins. You got to start getting these dudes that have talent on the field and not just playing dudes you trust. All right, these dudes you trust they have a moment. They should be, all right, you know, other things ain't working or guys are hurt, but you just keep rolling out here and like, man, I trust Dare, so I'm going to put him in. I don't care the age. You don't have enough playmakers to be able to make a decision on guys you trust as opposed to having guys that are threats out there. That is something they have to do this week.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to happen by default with Christian Kirk being back, right? I bet you it happens by default with Braxton Berrios being back. So you're going to get a little bit more speed, and you're going to get a little bit more twitch and athletic ability on the field with just those two guys getting healthy. And it's you know, those guys are going to be on the field. It's not like you're not trying to find a way to get Higgins or Noel touches. I mean, those guys will get on the field. You know what they do well. The plan all along is for them to have been a part of this offense. Now, definitely with Kirk, we'll see what happens with Berrios. But I'm 100% with you, Ron. I mean, the scary thing is you get, you know, at some point we've got to get out of this, hey, man, Nick Caley's never called offensive plays. It's his first go-round. I mean, you get a month into the season and we're let's call it 1-for-3 maybe at that point with getting Nico involved in a game the way you should get Nico involved in a game. We got to start asking questions about is it youth and inexperience, or is this just bullheaded? This is just the way that he believes offensive football should be ran.
Clint, do you give him an A for effort for trying with the 9 targets?
No. I think you look at again. I don't think what Nick Caley says is not true. Like, I think Nick Caley can step to the podium right now and say, hey, look, sometimes when they give us that pressure look, or sometimes when they give us a certain coverage, or sometimes when C.J. Stroud is getting through his progression, there's a pressure that happens. Like, he's not lying when he says that. The problem is that he's not lying when he says that. Right? I mean, the reality of it is, hey, man, there's going to be 4 to 5 catches. I mean, 95% or better catches that Nico Collins is getting in every single game. It ain't going to be dictated by coverage. It's not going to be dictated by pressures. He's going to touch the football 4 or 5 times I don't care if they put 22 dudes on the defensive side of the ball and they play all kind of different. Nico's getting them. The problem is that every effort to get him the ball is some double move or some go route or some route that has to be ran completely across the field. There's nothing easy. There's nothing for sure. And that's on the offensive coordinator. There should be some kind of trigger in this offense, Ron, where the second that C.J. Stroud comes to the line of scrimmage and there's a soft corner on Nico Collins, he should be able to catch a snap and flip it to him right now. Like, that should be in this offense. That's football 101. We had the most basic, simple, stupid offense in the world at Arkansas. And I had the ability to do that with my number one receiver. If you don't have that right now, if you don't have the ability to do that right now, you're not using Nico Collins to his strengths the way that you told us for the last 2 months that you were going to. Like, it's not that difficult to get a guy touches.
Yeah, one of his strengths is just yards after the catch because he is so difficult to get on the ground. And we've seen one screen this year to him, and he was difficult to get on the ground in the one screen. And, say what you say about the last couple of years, that was an effective play for the Texans, and their offense last year was getting him the ball immediately on screens and him getting upfield and breaking tackles. So it's just not an excuse. I'm sorry, man. They had a guy catch as many balls as Nico has targets last week. They can and he can get eight catches. Eight. Hell, I know he's not Jamar Chase, but damn, he can get eight, seven, something like that. All right, coming up, last Friday we talked about if they lose, are they in trouble? We'll see where we are right now. We now see more about the division and where the Texans are in the division and how important this game coming up is on Sunday. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here we go. Here we go. As we continue here live from Talyard's here in Sugarland, a little Football Friday is a good time. Well, I see it. You all look beautiful out here. I promise you, Clint. You're missing out. They are having a good time, and it is we're just getting started. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and in that time, we just hooked somebody else. All right, you remember our guy Wood, don't you, Clint? You remember him? Yeah. He just won him a free oil change, courtesy of the good people at Tomball Ford. So he put his ticket in our raffle box and got himself a prize, and you could do so as well, including tickets to a future Texans game courtesy of our good friends at Houston Area Ford Dealers. So you do not want to miss that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So hang out with us and make your way on out here to Talyard's here in Sugarland and enjoy yourself. Clint and Tyler, you guys, I just like to be honest with you, and you'll be disappointed in me. You know the fam's coming up here. You know my daughter's got to sing the national anthem coming up over at the Space Cowboys game a little bit later on tonight, and trying to find a way to get out of paying for that extra parking pass that we got out here. Just because I'm parked over here already, Clinton, I can just walk right up there, and we got two parking passes, and I'm trying to see if we can somehow get that one back.
What's that parking pass cost you, about $5?
I think about 10 or 12.
$10, $12?
I just feel like I've already parked right here, and I could just walk right up there, and I mean.
Oh, so you already have the parking pass. You're just trying to find a way out of not needing it.
I'm trying to see if I can get that reimbursed.
Get that money back?
Yeah, trying to get that money back.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, let me know how that goes for you. Let me know if it was worth it. Let me know if it's worth the time that you're gonna spend to do it.
I probably let it go, but I mean, I promise you, I thought about it. I thought, how can we get that parking pass money back?
And that surprises no one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, that's a good $10-$12 that could really go somewhere else. I mean, I could really do something else with that $10 or $12. All right, Clint, we talked about it last week, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You were with us as well, and you thought if they lost this game, they would be in trouble. And right now, this feels like they damn sure got to get this road win. At this point, you'd be 0-3, and then you'd have a loss to Jacksonville in the division. As the way it looks right now, Clint, you talked about it. You thought the Colts were going to be the team that could be the biggest challenger right now. Daniel Jones is just playing out of his mind. He is second in the league in passing yards, and he has 5 total touchdowns, and they're 2-0. And, Clint, they're heading to Tennessee, and they could be 3-0 in the division if they take care of business against Tennessee, which they're favored to do. And then, obviously, the Texans and the Jags play each other coming up on Sunday. This obviously is a game that they need, but do you right now, as you look at it, as reset it, Clint, you see how the division looks, and we see as Jacksonville is 1-1 and the way they played thus far. How concerned are you about them winning a third straight division title? Where they sit right now, and what you've seen from the Texans and the rest of the division?
Yeah, look, I'm concerned. I'm a lot more concerned than I thought I was going to be. You know,
and you believed in the Colts. You thought the Colts were going to be
Yeah, look, I thought the Colts were going to be better. I thought the Colts were going to threaten the Texans. I thought they were the team in the division that would be the closest to causing some problems for the Texans. But now that the problem is the Texans, you know, offensively have backslid a bit down to, you know, a little bit lesser dominance in the division to me. And I think the Colts and the Jaguars have taken a step in the right direction, so they've closed that gap, and I think the Texans have helped them close that gap a bit. I thought it was just a matter of time. Look, I mean, you're not going to be far and away the better team in your division the way the Texans have been. You're not going to be that, you know, forever. It's somebody is going to close the gap, right? And the problem is I think two teams have closed the gap, and I think the Texans have been the third team that's helped close that gap as well with a little bit of a backslide here offensively. So I think this week is going to be a really good gauge for the division. I think this is obviously the Colts. I still believe the Colts are as big a threat as they've been in a couple of years for the Texans. But, you know, the Jacksonville game, I think, is going to give us a much better gauge of where the Texans are versus that level of opponent. Because I do think there's some reality to, hey, man, Tampa Bay and you know, L.A., those are two teams that it wouldn't shock anybody if they made a run to an NFC championship. Yeah. So those are two really good playoff caliber teams.
Absolutely.
That are mature and have been that for a while. And so those were two really good teams that the Texans got beat by. And so now this is kind of a middle of the pack at best, kind of emerging team here with a new head coach. If you struggle with these guys, then I think we got to have unfortunately, even a more negative conversation about the Texans. This is a game where the Texans have the ability or the opportunity to at least show that they still have some dominance in the division, and we'll see how great measuring stick game for the division here.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm not concerned. I thought the offense was going to have some growing pains. I didn't think they would have scored the least amount of points in the NFL in the first two games, and that it would look this rough. But I still believe that they are going to win the division, and I still believe they can. Let me change that. I still believe they can win the division, and they got to win this game to do that. And I'm not into a place where I'm at in panic mode yet for the Texans in their season. That will change if they lose in Jacksonville on Sunday, Clint, for me. So right now I look at this and it's 2-0, and I'm sorry, I do not believe that Daniel Jones and the Colts are going to keep this up. I don't. Like, not keep this up to a point where, like, right now they look like one of the best teams in the AFC. I mean, they ran all over the Denver Broncos, who many people thought was going to have one of the best defenses in football. Right, it's one thing to do it to the Dolphins. Now, we just watched the Dolphins somehow play with the Bills last night on the road, so maybe they ain't as bad as maybe we thought. But I need to see more to believe Daniel Jones is going to uphold this for me to believe that. But if they go 0-3, Clint, and then the Colts beat the Titans and they go 3-0 in the division, like, I mean, at some point, like, it just the math ain't mathing, and I don't like. So right now, I'm cool, as you said, man. You know, the Rams are a good football team, the Bucks are a good football team, and however they got there, they played them tight. They lose in Jacksonville to Trevor and company. They got the Ravens in 2 weeks. Hey, man. Hey, Clint. You start looking at stuff here. You start looking. You say they got the Ravens. We know they got the Bills coming up. We know they got the Chiefs coming up. Like, you start looking at there, and it's hard to get to the 9 or 10 wins you would have to get to win the division.
Oh, this is a monster game. I mean, 3-0. What did I say yesterday? Four of 163 teams that started out 0-3 have made the playoffs. Four have made the playoffs. Now you live in this division. And you know, maybe you could pull it off, but boy, you drop this one right here, and the playoffs are a problem. You drop this one right here, and all of a sudden it's you just lost to what's believed to be the third best team in this division. You know, what does that look like down the road when you run into Indy a couple of times late? So yeah, I mean, look, Ron, this is a monster game for the Texans. You can argue it's a must win game, given the way they played the first 2 weeks, given what going to 0-3, falling to 0-3 means for the playoffs, given that it's a division opponent. I mean, you can argue this is a must-win for the Texans. Absolutely a monster game.
I don't think it's too early to say that. No, I mean, this looks a lot different. you're probably staring, because if they lose to Jacksonville, man, like, I mean, you gotta say Tennessee's on the table, right? Like, I mean, it's not a guarantee if they lose that one, but I don't believe that will happen. I believe they will win this game. What they really need is, hey, win this game on Sunday and then have Cam Ward, you know, come alive and be able to beat the Colts, and then you're right there, right? You know, if the Colts can drop one and get to 2-1. So that this is a big game. This is a big game, and we've got to look at it. The Colts are a much better team than maybe we thought they were, at least I did. Maybe we thought they were going to be, and you can't let them get too far away from you before this thing gets going. Football Talk, Sports Radio 610, is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. As we continue here, it is Football Friday, but we've got to do our Saturday slate as we always do. What's your game of the week? 713-572-4610. Text in your game of the week. We'll go over ours coming up next right here live on The Drive.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. A good crowd brewing here as we are live here in Sugarland at Talyard. Make your way on out here as prizes to win. You can get a free glass as we are doing our commemorative glasses. Each show has a glass. Today you get The Drive as we've got our first 50 in here can take home a glass. Last week you got In the Loop. Reggie right here is in the building. You were able to get his. Week before that, Payne and Pendergast. And next week you'll get Area 45 to complete the four-glass set. So come on out. You can get one if you're in the building. If you have not put your name or your ticket in the raffle box, you might want to do so for your chance to win. And also, I would urge you to use your your phone with the QR code, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. You can get $1,000 a gift card from Academy Sports and Outdoors, and it also includes tickets in the suite for a Texans game at the end of the season, amongst other things. So all you got to do is use your QR code and enter to win our Ultimate Tailgate. And you can do that at any point right now. All right, Clint, there is a – as we know it's a football Friday, but Saturday, tomorrow is another big weekend as we're getting – we're starting to get in conference play. There's some big games. Oh, God, Tyler, every time that gets me. There's some big games. Texas Tech and Utah in the Big 12, that's a big one against a couple of ranked teams there. I think a sneaky fun one, Ole Miss, who your Razorbacks just played. They got Tulane, another 3-0 team, one of those outside the Power Four teams that looks good. There's a couple of big games there. Florida, Miami, Illinois, and Indiana in the Big Ten. A couple of the ranked teams that you don't think of in the Big Ten, both of them undefeated. They're going at it. And then can Sam Houston continue to give Arch Manning problems? Will Arch Manning and his completion percentage improve? How will Texas look? They should beat them, but how will Arch look is, I think, a lot of people are thinking about. Text in 713-572-4610. I see someone text in Utah, Texas. Tech is their game that they're looking at. What is your game of the weekend in college football? Clint, let's start with you. Where are you at?
This is, like you said, there's a lot of games, and I wanted to lean Florida, Miami, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to go Auburn. At OU, there's just too many storylines here for this not to be the game of the week, to be honest with you. I mean, you just look at Venables and Hugh Freeze. I think both of those guys were big-time hires at those programs, and it's time for both of them to put up or shut up. They both need this game desperately inside the SEC. That's number one. Number two, Jackson Arnold was a quarterback, five-star, that was at OU. He was supposed to be the guy that took Venables to the next level, and it didn't work out. He transferred to Auburn, and apparently he's rocking and rolling down there in Hugh Freeze's offense in Auburn. And he goes back to OU, back to Venables. You know that game just going to mean a little bit more for that young fella. And then on the flip side of it, OU – you know, their quarterback that transferred in, I believe, from Washington State, John Mateer, he is a guy that when you talk about the best quarterbacks right now in college football, I think he's been on and off of that list. He hadn't been a guy that is just skyrocketed to the top of it. But making that jump from, I believe, Washington State to OU, the question was, could he make the jump? And I think he made that jump pretty seamlessly.
Yeah,
and so,
well, Clint, what I've looked at every list, he is the leading candidate for the Heisman right now.
Going to be on every list, if not leading. I mean, I think you've got some guys like my guy up here, Taylen Green at Arkansas, put up some monster numbers and hasn't lost enough games yet to push him out of the mix. I think there's a handful of guys. I love Nussmeier down at LSU. I think he's going to be in that conversation a lot of the time. Tyler's guy, Marcel Reed's going to work his way in there if Texas A&M keeps winning.
Tyler, I saw him fourth on the list. The Heisman list.
He's going to get the love, man. And my man in Florida State is Castellanos. He's going to get a little bit of love as well. I think he's definitely on a list. I don't know if I would have him leading the list, but he's definitely on the list, Joe. And that matchup between former five-star that was the Sooner quarterback with this kid that's playing big-time football and getting a lot of love for it, that's going to be a hell of a matchup, man. And look, it's an SEC matchup with two teams that you'd like to consider big dogs in the SEC, but ain't quite there yet. And can OU get back? Can Auburn get back in that conversation? I got to ride this game right here, Auburn at OU, for my game of the week.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I should be believing in OU yet, because I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought Brent Venables was, I thought he may be in trouble. And he's got Mateer here who has really helped change them. They got the big win against Michigan, and we'll see. I think this is a big game to see. Auburn's really started to come along, but this is a big game to see if we should, because Oklahoma, you know, with Lincoln, they were in the championship picture often. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if they're back to that yet. We'll see. I don't know. Clearly, when Texas and OU came over to the SEC, Texas was much more ready to take this on, and we'll see if OU has done it. But that is a big game, I think, to see exactly if OU is potentially a more of a high bowl game team or a playoff contender. So, and they got Texas coming up here soon, so that'll be a big-time matchup. All right, you talked about Florida-Miami. I think that's a game. That's not my game. I think that's a really interesting game, too, because it was weird, man. They were in the game against LSU, and DJ threw five picks. And they were yep. still, you know, within striking distance in that game, and their quarterback just had a terrible game throwing five picks. There's nothing you can do about that. So that'll be an interesting one. But Miami's been rolling. I would expect them to win. Mine is South Carolina and Missouri. And South Carolina, I thought they were I had them as a dark horse team coming out of the SEC to get into the playoff, and I know Sellers is a big deal to them, but 31-7, Clint. I cannot believe they got beat down like that. Now, he was questionable last I saw, Clint, and he potentially may go. Is he going to go? Reggie said he's seen the latest that he's going to go in Columbia, and Missouri is unbeaten right now, and they've done pretty well here of late. I think this will be a big game to see if South Carolina to get back on track.
Huge game. I mean, absolutely huge game. Because here's the deal: when you get your quarterback back, and if you can get this thing back on track, then everybody looks at last week as just a blip. They don't even talk about the score. They don't even talk about what went on because, hey, man, you lost your horse. You lost the face of your program kind of deal. And so if he's back and they get rolling and you can win at Missouri, then I think people forget real quick about what happened last week. If not, get that snowball rolling downhill the wrong direction, it could be a problem. I don't know if South Carolina's a team, you know, a lot like a lot of those middle of the pack SEC teams. I don't know if they're a team that can sustain, a loss and some of that a couple of losses, some adversity, and recover to make the college football playoffs. I just don't know if they're going to ever get that level of respect. So they got to get that thing right if they want to have a shot.
Yeah, big one there in Columbia. Between South Carolina and Missouri. Also, someone texted in, if Arch continues to struggle, Sark might have to pull the plug on him. I don't know. It had to be some big struggles. We talked about Arch yesterday, and it starts to get real after this week, right, with the competition. It jumps up. They've got one more against Sam Houston, and you would hope that he just at least looks better and gets it together a little bit more before they start to play more of the meat of their schedule. I believe they got Florida coming up after that. I know OU coming up soon after that, the way they're playing. So the cupcakes are about to be over with Arch. So,
well, I hate it for my boy B. Scott, but I know this. I know Arch Manning needs a 28-31 to nothing type ball game at halftime. I mean, Sark and they ain't never needed to beat up on somebody ever. Like, you just got to – but Sark needs to just call down to Sam out the gate and just say, hey, man, look,
We're going to run this thing up.
Hey, man, you know where I'm at, man. I want to apologize beforehand, but I'm going to do everything I can to have a mud hole stomped in you by halftime. There is no doubt about
personal.
It.
Personal.
Hey, man, yeah, don't take this one personal, man. I will let everybody know, what's going on here. As if I need to. I think everybody knows what's going on. But yeah, Arch and Sark need this one. As I said before, and this is no secret, I've said it multiple times, I've had this conversation, a million times outside of radio, man, with Sark. With the Longhorns. The reality, Ron, is I'm personally concerned about Manning. I mean, and I've gone beyond my concern of just, hey, he's not that generational talent. Just give the guy time, he'll be fine. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with him, but I think the bigger issue with the Longhorns, as I said before, is on the offensive side of the football. I just don't know if you have the horses.
Yeah.
Not that you have had and won with the last couple of years. I just don't know that you got the horses. I know Wingo's special, but you have trouble getting in a damn ball. So, I think that's a bigger problem than –
especially against other teams that have horses.
Yeah, and you're going to run into a few of them.
You're about to, yeah. This is it. Yeah, Sam Houston is it. The Sam Houston, the UTEPs, that thing is I think is over. You got Florida, OU, Georgia on that schedule as well, A&M on that schedule as well, and they've got to get it together big time. All right, what you got coming up here at the four?
Nick Caley, the Houston Texans offensive coordinator. The more he talks, the more he becomes the number one factor above offensive line, above the quarterback. I had him in the mix of everybody. The more he talks, the more I realize he is the number one factor in this in these Houston Texans getting back, you know, in a groove and getting this offense rolling, scoring some points, moving the football. Nick Caley, he spoke to the media, and he said a couple of things that I want to bring to light here. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.